This is We Digress. Today is Tuesday, February 12th, 2008. With your host, Jeffrey Clues, and Dave McCormick.
And the top story is the primary, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia.
Yep.
Obama obviously hoping to win all three of them. And
think he's got a shot?
I think he does have a shot. Now, if he does, you know, completely take these at this point, is he then the presumptive nominee for the Democrats?
I don't think they're going to have a presumptive nominee come November.
You don't think so? You think it's going to go all right? I just got the feeling he's won so many at this point, and with super delegates counted, he's only losing by 10. And if you look at actual delegates, he's up by over 100 almost. This is, you know, how they can't be seeing him as the leader at this point, the front runner, I don't understand.
Well, I think there's a little bit of stubbornness on the Democratic Party, which we don't normally see out of them.
No, it's definitely
not a lot of stubbornness from them. But I think they're just not willing to give up their convictions on this. You know, there are people out there who feel Hillary's the best person for the job.
Yep.
And they're not willing to admit that it might be a different type of milestone.
Yeah. Well, and also with McCain, he's leading now 723 to 217.
So he's basically got it.
He's got it. They need 1,191 delegates to win.
Obvious number.
And I'm sure it comes from some reason. he really needs these to win, doesn't he? If he loses again to Huckabee in states where he should
be winning,
are they eventually going to turn the tables and say, well, people really don't want him? Because obviously Huckabee can't win the nomination,
no.
Even if he wins everything else. But if he does win everything else, then McCain won't have the nomination either, and it could lead to a broker convention for the Republicans, which you haven't heard anyone talking about. But
no, by the way, they talk about a lot with the Democrats. But
I guess if he wins these, it could become an actual possibility.
Yeah, which would be a shame, because I remember after Super Tuesday, you and I were basically ready to call it.
Yeah. And so up for grabs today is 119 GOP delegates, 238 for the Democrats.
Right.
I mean, I think McCain is going to win. I think he's going to take them, and I think after today we'll stop talking about the Huckabee momentum.
I really hope so.
But it's still interesting to see. I think it's going to be fascinating to find out what actually happens, and we'll be talking about those results, of course, tomorrow.
Yep.
We have them.
All right. I think the next thing, do you want to move on to stay local for a minute, or do you want to move overseas?
Whatever you want. I'm going to put that decision in your hands.
All right, let's stay local for a minute and talk about our fine president and his interesting speech regarding Black History Month. And
it was I don't know if it was good or bad, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I have not seen it yet, but you've told me a lot of the details, a lot involving nooses and 1970s R&B music.
Yeah, he talked about the Temptations for a while, making a couple bad puns, talking about Thurgood Marshall, which I guess is big Black history guy, and gave like a 10-minute speech on why nooses were bad, which I didn't really get.
Are we still with that, what was that place that was, the Jenna 6?
Yeah,
still talking about that?
The Jenna 6 or Jenna 9?
I think it was 6.
Was it 6? Okay.
Okay.
I think 9 is a better number.
Because that's the last noose I remember in recent news.
No, and then there was a Black history professor who someone put a noose on her door as well. I don't know. But I still, it was... He seemed like he was actually, you know, the crowd was responding well to him, and, you know, I guess maybe if you just stand up and say, Noose is bad, Thurgood Marshall good, Temptations okay, then you're going to get applause and people liking you.
Did he sing any songs by the Temptations?
He did not, unfortunately. Oh. One of the biggest regrets.
We haven't seen him sing yet. And we saw Clinton, you know, play some music.
And we've seen, of course, Huckabee, you know, do his guitar a couple times now.
Yeah.
Since every time I turn on the channel, he was playing at a church, he was doing the guitar also.
Was he playing anything...
No, I could...
Memorable?
No, it wasn't memorable at all.
No.
Okay.
All right, and then I guess the last for this, at least the big news segment, is the terror plot to kill the... Was it the Danish?
Yes,
the Dutch cartoonist?
The Danish.
Danish cartoonist.
Yeah.
Who depicted Mohammed.
Yes. Apparently they had their lives threatened, and there's a terror... people were going to try to kill them. And what's interesting, I read that in Defiance, I believe, and I might have gotten this wrong, that the newspaper is going to publish the cartoons again. I may have heard that wrong, but if I did, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to prove at that point.
You know, honestly, and I mean, we discussed this on a previous show in
Yeah,
not
that long ago, they were talking about Wikipedia.
Yes, how they were purchasing Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And, you know... I can understand, you know, I can understand conscientious protest and being upset. But when you when you have a religion that is so much of a hot-button religion
yep.
lately, and then you start doing things where by drawing pictures of people, you're going to start threatening people's lives.
And have actual terror plots to kill them.
Yeah.
That seems to go a bit overboard.
You're not helping your credibility, radical Muslims.
No, you're not.
You're not helping your credibility, and, you know, yes, people are taking you seriously, but not in the way that you want, I don't think.
No.
So if you are listening, anyone who set up that terror plot, just chill out.
Okay? Chill out. Just calm down. Step back, you know.
Have a cup of tea. Have some chamomile. Have a cigarette. Just think about what you're going to do.
Yep.
All right. I think that's enough for the big news for now.
Yeah, there's not a lot. We're doing this earlier than we usually do this show. We normally do it at night after, you know, the 6 o'clock news where all the stuff comes out. So.
Right, right. And if anything big happens, you know, during the day, we'll definitely come back for a little supplement.
Yeah. So we're going to go on to J.R.R. Tolkien, and his estate is suing the movie bosses behind Lord of the Rings for non-payment of royalties. They say that the lawsuit estimates the three films have made $6 billion at the box office, which is incredible.
God.
And New Line apparently is required to pay him 7% of the gross of the receipts, and they haven't done so.
No. How much would 7% of $6 billion be?
I don't know, but it'd be a lot more money than I have.
Yeah,
You know, which, again, you always hear about the stuff the movie studios trying to screw over other people. And they're a business. They're trying to keep as much money
right.
as they have. And I'm guessing had they known it was going to be that big, they wouldn't have offered that gross. But then, I don't know. Still, I think it was... I'm on the side of the real estate people that are talking to state people at this point.
The real estate people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if there's
I saw you were using your calculator. Did you come up with a sum there?
My calculator doesn't allow enough digits to type in $6 billion.
Okay.
It's only an 8-digit calculator.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Katie, we have our computer monkey here.
Research monkey. Yeah, don't change the name on her.
Could you look up what was it, 7%?
7%
of $6 billion is?
And while she's doing that, we're going to move on to the next major story.
You're going to type $6 billion.
Nine.
Billion is nine, right?
Yes. It should be. 9 zeros.
Yeah. And then multiply by 0.07.
While they're doing that, I'm going to start talking about the Cruise and Johansson love scene for Woody Allen, because this is very important.
I'm
going
to say,
apparently, they're going to be doing a lesbian love scene. I know Andrew's going to be the first one to line up to see that.
$420 million.
$420 million.
No, how could it be more than...
Oh, that's
yeah. That would be $420 million.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Okay, so Woody Allen, Cruise, Johansson love scene.
Yeah, that's it. No, we're moving on.
Okay, well, actually, you know... Have we seen a lot of... I know Penelope Cruz has done a lot of love scenes
mm-hmm.
previously, but I don't think Johansson has.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of hers. I don't love her work. No. I think she's a very good
actress. I liked her in Lost in Translation.
Yeah, she was good in that, but that was the only thing, of course, that she was decent in, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I liked her in Ghost World, although I know you didn't like Ghost World.
I wasn't a big fan
much.
Of Ghost World. Matchpoint was very good. Was she in that?
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
yes,
Matchpoint I enjoyed. There's also Woody Allen.
Yeah, I think
apparently she's his muse at this point.
Is she?
Yeah, which is a little creepy, knowing Woody Allen's history with younger women.
Mm. Well, can we really call her a younger woman now? I mean, she is like, technically younger,
she's
but...
She's like 21.
No, she's not that young.
Yeah, she's very young. I don't know her exact age. I can look that up. But as we're doing that, why don't we talk about... You talk about Miley Cyrus for a minute.
Miley Cyrus, okay. This is actually a blogger in response to some filming for an upcoming scene with Miley Cyrus. And he's a little pissed off that Miley Cyrus was sitting in the back seat of a Range Rover and not buckling her seatbelt. And, like I said, a little pissed off about that. The quote here is that it seems to us that Miley, her father, and Disney had a perfect opportunity to help influence teens and counteract rather than encourage this trend. Now, can we honestly be pissed
I know.
Off?
That is Miley stupid. Isn't it?
Yeah. You seem a little over-enthusiastic.
I love Miley Cyrus. I'm a big Hannah Montana fan, and in my mind, she can do no wrong in talking about being creepy with older men, younger women.
Yeah.
But I don't like her that way. I just think she's good. If I had a daughter, I would want her to be watching Miley Cyrus.
Okay, yeah.
Should she have buckled up? Probably. But to make a big deal out of that is just... crazy.
Yeah,
it reminds me of when that Harry Potter girl was caught with the corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl whose name
I don't remember her name, but, you know, she was in Britain where I don't know if she was legal or not, but it was still, and everyone went over, you know, what a horrible role model she is
but
and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I think, because, like, with things like this, or even the
Corona, mm-hmm. I don't think that, you know, most Americans would have even, or most kids would have even known about it, had
the media
not made a big deal
on
it.
Right.
I mean,
Scarlett Johansson, just so we have, for all of you wondering, is 23 years old. She was born in 1984.
Okay.
And so I still think that would be creepy of Woody Allen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought
she was a little older than that. I thought she was in her late 20s, early 30s.
Okay, no. She's young. She's a youngin.
Okay. All right.
And so she was around probably 21 when she first started working with Woody. What a great name.
Woody
Allen. Love
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Moving on to more people being sued by other people.
Yeah.
The writer of The Passion of the Christ is suing Mel Gibson for royalties, apparently. A breach of contract. He was only paid $75,000, and he had to borrow $200,000 from Gibson to cover expenses, apparently. And it went on to gross $600 million worldwide. The lawsuit says Gibson preyed monetarily on Ben Fitzgerald, by taking advantage of his unbridled enthusiasm for the project and with full cognizance of Ben's fundamental personal and spiritual beliefs. This, to me, is, I was hired to do something, I got paid a decent amount for it, it became successful, and now I want more.
Yeah, it sounds about right, yeah.
And how he was paid $75,000. I've never been paid $75,000 in my entire life to do anything, let alone write a movie.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's not a lot compared to how much it made, and maybe, Mel should be nice and give him a couple hundred extra bucks or something, but still,
yeah.
He was hired to do a job. He did the job. He got paid for the job. He did the job very well, and next time he does another job, he can ask for more money, but he doesn't, this lawsuit is absurd.
Yeah, because even though he's not getting the money, the fact that he was the screenwriter on The Passion of the Christ, one of the biggest and most controversial movies in the last couple of years.
And he knew what he was being. No one knew it was going to be that successful. You can't say that it was unfair business practices. And he got hired to do a job.
Yep.
Why is it that people get when you know what he knew what he was getting paid? He knew what he was getting paid to do. He did it. Then shut up and leave.
It went well, and now he wants in again.
Right.
He wants more.
I get annoyed by that kind of stuff. You know, obviously, you always hear about screenwriters being screwed, of course, with the Writers Guild, and I think they do deserve money, and they should have that back-end deal and all that kind of stuff, which they have now, where it's actually a crappy deal if you've read it, which we'll talk about more tomorrow.
Yep.
And maybe he does deserve some, because it was his movie, he wrote it, he does deserve some stuff, possibly, but again, he got paid to do a job, he did the job, now he has to go away.
Yeah.
You know, if maybe it's not nice of Mel Gibson, but he didn't do anything illegal there.
No. And
so.
He might not have done the nicest thing, but I think Mel Gibson has shown that he's not always on the the straight and narrow.
And then the last thing for Hollywood news is Jason Reitman, the director of Juno, has ruled out a sequel. Do we need a moment of silence for this, or is this a sequel to something nobody wanted? I don't know what the sequel do. Like,
I don't know.
What he's talking for.
I really like his quote there. Though, he says, I can't see it. She got pregnant once, I just can't see her getting pregnant again.
I guess it would have to be something with following the child. And
yeah.
But I can't see how you make a comedy out of that, like a child searching for a mother. I don't know. But I don't really care, but it was on IMDb, so we're sharing it with you.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who loved Juno.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen it yet, but it does seem like one of those movies that making a sequel to it would be pointless.
Yeah, like The Godfather.
Yeah, yeah. Although, you know, I think we've agreed that the Godfather sequels do get a little bit too...
Well, Godfather 2, maybe people consider to be better than the first.
Maybe just the third one.
Yeah, the third one people don't like, and I don't see why. I think it's a decent enough movie.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't
my favorite movie ever made, but I love the end.
Yeah.
With the silence. What's your favorite scene? You have to go at the end also, weren't you?
Yeah, you took the end, and I felt like I had to
say
something
else.
Well. But
everyone likes the end. And
It's a pivotal scene, and it's...
It is.
The silence and the screaming. And,
yeah, it's good. Okay, Andrew, we're going over to lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah, lifestyle
is your favorite.
This is my favorite story of today. I'm really happy I found this. Headline is, Healthy Lifestyle is Secret to Longer Life, researchers say.
Wow.
Yeah. This is really coming out of left field.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You stole that from me. I have nothing to add.
The quote is, not smoking, regular exercise, maintaining normal weight, and avoiding diabetes and high blood pressure seem to be the secrets of living to age 90, researchers say.
Mm-hmm. I spent years trying to avoid diabetes.
Yeah.
It comes at me from every corner.
People just keep trying to hang to you. The peer pressure is horrible.
It is. And I feel bad for people with diabetes. I know several close friends who have diabetes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not making light of diabetes. We're making light of the article saying you need to avoid diabetes to be healthy.
And, you know, There seems to be a trend. I know we've seen a lot of articles lately talking about how cell phones don't cause brain cancer, and you know, there's a lot of research being spent to tell me things and tell the public things that we should already know.
Right.
I don't think anyone out there is thinking that an unhealthy lifestyle is the secret to living a longer life.
Right, so saying, you know, damaging your car is harmful to the car's worth.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think anyone out there is thinking that, you know, smoking, laying around, getting really fat, getting a lot of diabetes, really high blood pressure, and then they're going to live to age 90.
Yeah. It does happen, though. For the record, I've seen people that happen to.
Oh, no, I mean...
Where they were fat with diabetics smoking packs a day and...
Actually, interestingly enough, whenever I see those articles, or, you know, those news stories that they do every once in like 60 Minutes interviewing the oldest woman alive, they're always smoking.
Are they?
Yeah.
I guess smoking is the key to longevity.
We're going to live forever.
I wonder if we can find a proof to do for that.
Well, we need to find one old person who still smokes and one young person who's dead and didn't smoke.
And there we go.
Yeah, correlation.
Okay.
Equals causation.
So one thing I believe in more than anything else.
All right, you're going to talk to us about tech news.
Yeah, tech news. BlackBerry Blackout. Clever title. Apparently, there was a blackout for about 3 hours for BlackBerries, and they don't know what caused it. So basically, this is a story saying something happened and we don't know why. So we're not giving you anything new. We're not. The Research in Motion is still investigating, and it was down for 3 hours on Monday. And BlackBerry addicts apparently don't like interruptions.
Really?
And the company was criticized for slow response, and that's the story highlights from CNN.com.
Now, actually, I think this happened within the last couple of years as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that guy who does the NPR show Martini Shot. Club, no, not Club Odesser.
I don't listen to Martini Show.
Okay, well, he does a weekly thing on APR, and he had a thing about the BlackBerry service going down as well.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, getting back to the original point about an article telling us that there's no information, the fact that it says blackout still unexplained, it seems almost like...
At one point, they're saying BlackBerry blackout unexplained, and this is the update. Yeah.
So we will keep you posted on all the non-information coming in. You can visit our website, wedigress.podomatic.com, and see all the lack of information coming in. We will.
And actually, we just have something coming in right now. The theory of evolution is still a theory.
Still a theory.
Has not been proven, but it's coming over the wires right now. I don't know why I'm putting my hand up to my ear like I'm getting the news, even though no one can see me. The problem is 12 million BlackBerry subscribers.
That's a lot of BlackBerry subscribers.
Yeah. And apparently, Gold, I don't know who that is. I love this quote. He said, "I don't know what happened. I don't care what happened. They need to save their excuses for someone who cares." Good for him to stand up for whatever he believes in. I don't know what side he was on.
Gold. It's a goddamn phone. Just, you know, you lose service, just deal with it.
Yeah, but I'm mad. It's enough already, said a frustrated Stuart Gold. Apparently, he gets 1,000 emails a day as director of field marketing for web analytics company Omniture.
He needs a better spam filter.
He needs a better, 1,000 emails a day. You can't, and that's absurd.
Even if he is getting 1,000 emails a day, I would be willing to bet dollars on it that not all of them need to be addressed by him.
Right.
And I'm guessing a lot of them are either CCs or BCCs to him.
And I like the proof that he gets 1,000 emails a day, of legitimate emails, that he actually needs his BlackBerry for. 1,000 a day?
Yeah.
There's no way you can read and respond to 1,000 emails a day and do any other job. I hate Stuart Gold.
This
is a real awkward piece. Only
Stuart Gold is now turning off his.
And this is, it's really sad. Apparently, he had to work on Monday from a laptop because he couldn't use his BlackBerry. And he plans to ask his company to buy him a backup smartphone from a rival Palm who makes a Treo in case it goes off. Who is this idiot?
Well, 1,000 emails a day would mean that he gets an email approximately once every 2 minutes.
And this is this guy. I've never met someone I dislike so much. I haven't met. He's so. I've never seen someone so pissed off about this. It's technology that had a mistake. If I got that upset every time something didn't work correctly, I mean, my Palm died the other day on me. I don't know if I told you that. Its battery died.
Yeah.
It was a shame. I lost some data. But it was a 3-year-old Palm, you know, so that happens. The battery crapped out of me. I'm not now going to go, you know, I'm trying to get my company to buy me a different Palm device.
Yeah, no, I mean, my computer breaks all the time.
Yeah, do you start screaming, because you have a Dell, you know, are you going to get your company to buy you an HP? Because this is absurd. It shouldn't be, you know.
Well, actually.
You get a million emails a day.
I've actually got an HP and an Apple, and I've actually got a Unix machine running 24/7 on backup battery.
But he needs to trying to get to give him a backup in case it goes out. I mean, my God, and he had to work from a laptop. He says that like he's in the Stone Age. I had to work from my laptop all day. Grow some balls and get a life, Stuart Gold.
Can we
be sued for defamation at this point?
No, I think Penn and Teller talk about them bullshit. You can call people stupid as long as you're not accusing them of any kind of deception or anything like that.
I'm gonna go over the line and accuse Stuart Gold of deception. He is a liar. He is a cheat. He's a horrible human being. Google Stuart Gold. Read the article we're looking at. It's on CNN. BlackBerry Blackout still explained. Just read the stuff about Stuart Gold. If that doesn't piss you off as much as it pisses me off, it's a slow news day.
I can hear just thousands of bits of litigation slowly rolling down the hill.
Well, that's our idiot of the week, is Stuart Gold. And
yeah.
Okay, now we're going to move on because I think we've had enough of Stuart Gold, and we're going to be talking about him in the weeks to come.
And now we're going to talk about Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
And how to look good for Jesus.
The cosmetic line called How to Look Good for Jesus.
Looking
Good for Jesus from Singapore. They're going to stop it. Apparently people were offended. I don't know if they're offended by the name or they're offended by people trying to look good for Jesus. It's suggesting that he cares what people look like.
Or is it possible that it suggests that he cares, you know, like you're trying to hit on Jesus? Trying to score with Jesus?
Yeah. That actually would be the name of a good band.
Scoring with Jesus?
I think
all right, that's it. We're starting a band. Cosmetics in Singapore, looking good for Jesus. You know,
and I'm back to Stuart Gold.
You're so pissed about this, aren't you?
I really am, because you know I hadn't read the article until we started talking about it, so I had no idea that he was even in there.
Did you read something else you want to share with us?
No. I just can picture him. He's probably even not that upset. He probably CNN ended up talking to him, and so he decided to create this big thing. I want proof that he gets 1,000 emails a day. I want proof of that. And I want to talk. I want. You know, I'm going to start a campaign against this. Back to Singapore.
Well, he doesn't have to answer to you.
He doesn't
prove anything to you.
He does, because he went on. He's talking about this on CNN. He obviously wanted to get his name out there or frustrate. I'm mad. It's enough already. How can you get mad about that? Which I guess is stupid. It's me saying that since I'm getting so upset about this myself.
And
S-T-U-A-R-T.
I'm a huge hypocrite in this. I'm okay with that because Stuart Gold is a jerk. He is an asshole, and I've had enough of him. Are you with me on this?
You know, I've definitely had enough Stuart Gold for today.
Okay. Back to looking good for Jesus.
Yeah, you want to pull that up?
No, not really.
Okay. You still want to talk about Stuart Gold, don't you?
I really do. That's Rush Limbaugh. That's
Obama and Chesapeake.
That's movies. Asia.
Oh,
there
okay.
we go.
Okay.
From the BBC, Jesus Cosmetic Row in Singapore.
The new retailer in Singapore has withdrawn a cosmetics range with a Jesus theme after complaints from the local Roman Catholics. Local media report. It's called Looking Good for Jesus. apparently, it's full of sexual innuendo and trivializes Christianity. I think Christianity does that
on its own.
Does that on its own pretty well. I didn't hear, you don't hear this kind of backlash with a lot of the other things, though, that seems to. You're not looking at Stuart Gold. Oh, come on.
I want to see what happens when I Google him.
This doesn't work. You have to add BlackBerry at the end of it. I just checked.
Okay. Well, apparently someone had already checked with that, though. Oh, here's Stuart Gold. Apparently he's on the IMDb.
I don't think this is the same. Stuart Gold.
Yes, this is. I'm assuming this is Stuart Gold. He played the new nursing room attendant
in Wake Up Ron Burgundy. Lost
and he was on the NCIS. I wonder if this is the same guy.
Wait, hold on. Since the title of NCIS is Navy NCIS, wouldn't that technically mean Navy Naval Criminal Investigative Service?
The full name is Naval Criminal Investigative Services, Naval Criminal Investigative Services. That's the full official name, which is brilliant.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Okay. Should we go to the teen repellent?
Oh, yes. This is actually a story that we saw a video for on the, I think it was on the BBC. With what's our time at now?
We've got time.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got 5 minutes.
Okay. Before we start talking about nothing?
Well, we're going to end it, probably figured around a half hour, this one.
Whatever.
I mean, if we go longer, we go longer. I'm not saying you've got to hold it. I just don't know how long we can talk about a teen repellent.
Okay. Well, this is actually, it's
which I thought we used to call, teen repellents Andy, but...
it's only women.
Yeah.
Women and attractive men. Anyways, high-pitched teen repellent. A British company is selling these things very similar to the, like the Ridex things you put in your garage to keep rodents out.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays a high-pitched noise, which apparently science has shown is more likely to be heard by people under the age of 20 than
25.
Over. Was it 25?
It was 25.
25. Younger people than older people are going to hear it better. And it's apparently to basically keep teens from congregating outside of your store. And
it's about time.
It's about time. Yeah. There have been teens congregating outside of our place of business for far too long.
Your place of business?
Actually, we do.
Technically.
We technically do, actually. But thank you for...
You know, just swat at them with a broom.
Of course, people can't hear what she says, so when we respond to her, everyone just gets confused.
When I was listening to the one from yesterday, you actually can pick her up a little bit in the background.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
It actually kind of sounds like she's yelling out of the producer's booth.
Well, Katie, you're officially our producer.
You're a producer now. You're no longer the research monkey. You've been promoted, same pay, and we're cutting your benefits. No health care anymore. You had health care.
And actually, I'm running a little low on coffee, so as your producer, that would be your...
Drop.
Okay.
But, so I think we should at least, you know, see some of the Tina Pella other than me telling what the story
is.
Well,
stupid.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not against it.
No.
Dude, I just can't... Man, I better not ever run for office.
Well, no, the thing is, I think the controversy around it is stupid.
I agree. But, the idea of purchasing something and hooking it up by my store to repel teens. And here's the thing. I know what's going to happen with this. It's going to become like a... Because it's just hanging there. I've seen the pictures. It's just up there.
Yeah.
Hooligans are going to make it a career of stealing these things.
Yep. Stealing them and breaking them.
Yeah. And actually, we will offer a bounty for the first person who can mail us one of these things with proof, photographic evidence of them stealing it.
Mail it to wedigress@gmail.com.
Yes, and that
How
is...
Mail it to us.
It will...
That's for them to figure out.
Teen repellents.
Yeah, there's really not much to talk about that.
There isn't, so I guess we'll go on to our gabbing section.
You know, I've noticed that I feel like we aren't bound to certain times, we don't talk about things as much as we could.
I think a lot of these things happen, we don't really have anything interesting to add.
Yeah.
Well, like the Terror Plot, the Kill, cartoonist, we have nothing intelligent to say to that. The Primer, we know no information, we have nothing intelligent to say about that.
Mm. We don't have much to say about anything, do we?
Well, we talked about Stuart Gold for a while.
Oh, God. He's already of the year now, isn't he?
He is.
We're not letting this go.
No.
No.
We're going to do Stuart Gold updates.
I say we start a mail campaign to him.
I think we should... if he already gets so many emails, I don't want to send him more. That should be our goal. Everyone needs to send 1,000 emails a day to Stuart Gold so we can see what it's really like. So we're still looking for feedback. We've gotten some feedback from some people, mainly from acquaintances. A couple others have sent us stuff.
Yeah, we're getting this and that.
But we'd like some more. We really want to hear from you. Just send us, what do you like about it, what don't you like about it. If you hate us, send it to us. If you like us, send it to us. If you have questions for us, if there's something you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
Basically, what we want you to do is do our job for us and come out with the stuff we need to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. If you do come up with a topic you want to talk about, let us know your opinions in detail. Make it humorous.
And sign over the rights to have it to us so that we can say it verbatim and claim we wrote it.
Yeah, any email that comes into our inbox is officially our property.
But we should say, we are actually still looking for, field reporters.
Yeah, we are.
We're looking for people like someone who might be interested in doing some political stuff. We would like an entertainment reporter, maybe even very specific stuff. It's like a book person who every once in a while does a little review of a book for us. And we want to get people involved with that. And so send us letters if you'd be interested in doing something with our podcast, getting involved. Send us an email, wedigress@gmail.com. We would love to get you involved. We use Skype to get people to talk.
Use Skype or if you've got just a segment. Honestly, if you...
Even editorials. If you've got a little editorial you want to do, we'll give you the address to, record yourself to even a 5-minute editorial. We'll play it right over the air.
Yeah, we'll just edit it right in. And then we'll make fun of you for your mispronunciations and...
Bad
hair.
Yeah.
Bad grammar and stupid last names.
Bad grammar and stupid last names.
Okay. Excellent.
I feel like I was going to say something.
Were you? You feel it.
I feel it. Feel it in my bones. I don't remember what it was, though.
He doesn't remember what it was.
Should I talk us out?
We've got 20 seconds left. I feel that we owe our listeners at least a full half hour.
We do. We do. That's the one thing. We've been going shorter lately.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, do you like the shorter shows because it's easier to listen to? Would you rather have longer stuff so that you can get by it? I think because we originally were going to do this once a week.
Yeah.
I think that we start doing it every day, essentially. That the half hour, I think, probably works better for people.
Mm.
Maybe what we could do even, half hour shows start the weekend, then do like a big, nice show on the weekend or something.
Yeah.
Because, we're missing, we don't have the debates anymore. We did the debates for a while.
Yeah, we don't have debates. We don't have listener feedback. We don't have,
there's no listener feedback at the time of your listener feedback.
We have been called out that our first episode we did make up the listener feedback.
We did completely made it up.
Yeah,
but actually, because the original goal was to make it seem like we had been doing this for years.
Yes,
and I think we actually did. I think we welcomed people back.
Our original goal was to basically make it seem like we had moved locations, started and basically changed our format around. And pretend like this is something we've been doing.
But
for
we
a
want
while.
Real listener feedback. Because would you prefer to like the gabbing section? Do you prefer how we do it like that, where it's just free reeling, where we talk about stuff you don't know about and make inside jokes?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer real news stories where you actually care about what we have to think? I can't imagine that being the case. But if you do, we'll do more of that kind of stuff and talk about that more. But we will only know what to do if you tell us what you want.
We are all yours. Just use us any way you want.
Yes, that's what Andrew says every night before going to bed.
Oh,
that was such a fake laugh.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been the Tuesday, February 12th edition of We Digress with your host, Jeffrey Blues and Andrew Paulo. This is Andrew Paulo saying have a great week, day, whatever we meet again, and Happy News! Happy News.